Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the Doug Show. My name is Doug Cunnington, and today I'm going to cover a handful of topics. The main thing is around calling out sort of the scammers and the make money online area. And if you're not on my email newsletter, you should sign up. I need to update some of the materials that are going out, the autoresponder specifically, the lead magnets. I mean, everything's old, right? So it's all a little old. I did take a lot of this stuff out of the autoresponder in the last few years, but if you're not on the email list, sign up. There'll be a link in the description. And in the last week or two, I chatted with some of my friends from the niche site industry, and we've all kind of moved on and do a little bit of different stuff nowadays. But essentially, it was interesting having the conversations because I was like, hey, I'm like out of the loop a little bit. I unsubscribed to a bunch of these newsletters that I was on because I was seeing like just the same kind of bullshit promos. People were selling stuff that I don't believe is viable anymore. And I mean, there were just a lot of people that are full of shit. So anyway, in this conversation with two different individuals, they were like, oh, are you talking about this person? And I was like, nope. I didn't even have anyone specific in mind. It was more just like a general thing, but each of them had examples of people where they thought, hey, these folks are promoting not great products. They're developing products that aren't that good. They're promoting products by their friends that aren't that good. And it's a little bit unclear about like what's going on. So anyway, as I've worked in the online, make money online industry for, I suppose, about 12 years total now, I have a pretty good sense of like, that business model doesn't seem to add up to me. This doesn't make sense. Not that I know everything, but I'm like, it sounds a little too good to be true. So I sent an email out and I was like, hey, would you, email subscriber, would you want to hear some of the BS that I've seen out there? Hit reply, let me know. If you have an example, let me know. So a couple people sent examples and they sounded, you know, if I just saw the name of it, I would just think, well, that sounds like bullshit to me. So I got a huge number of responses, way more than I expected. Everyone was like, yeah, call these people out. And I need to do a little research, but the email that I sent out today, I'm recording this on Friday. This episode will come out on Monday. And basically, it took some time because I'm thinking about it. And it's not a slam dunk for me because there's some fallout. And I'm not going to recap the whole email, but essentially, I'm going to have to think very hard about doing this. Because number one, I'm not like a news organization where I'm going to do like an expose or whatever. I'm not a journalist where I know how to do all the research and dig and find and do all this work necessary to like bring all the details out. But I can give some observations and hell, all this stuff's just for entertainment anyway. But if I call someone out, I want to definitely make sure I understand like some of the details. So that said, I'm not sure if it's worth the effort. The other thing is a lot of the observations that I've had, they're basically from people that have a lot of skills being an influencer and they have pretty big audiences. And the thing is, there's an interesting little network out there where people promote each other's products and it's a tangled little web. And, you know, if I go after one or two, then they're all going to be fucking pissed at me. And they have skills to work online and basically, they're going to be able to, make my life a headache. And I don't know. I need to think very long and hard about it. And on the topic, I got an email back from Kareem that I'm going to go into in a second. But he was coming at it from a little bit of a different perspective than me. And I have to remember that. I mean, everybody's in a different spot, And a lot of people have been along for the ride for a while, you know, with a podcast or watching on YouTube or the blog or whatever. But we all have a little bit of a different perspective on the matter. But I thought Kareem brought up some good points. Before I get to that, you'll notice in this episode, I didn't play the normal intro music. And you know what? I got a little annoyed, and I don't want to use the I don't want to use this show to complain about stuff. But last week on episode 574, I got an email that said the video cannot be monetized, which is fine because I don't run ads on these. I don't enjoy ads, and I don't want to advertise the dumb products that I was making fun of earlier. But the thing is, I got a copyright detected, and it doesn't impact the video being available, public and visible. But it says I can't monetize it. It says the copyright owner is either monetizing it or receiving analytics about it. And they say it's not a copyright strike, and it doesn't affect the channel, but I can't monetize. I think this means they might be able to run ads on it, which I need to do something about. The reason why I'm bringing this up, and I'm going to call out this company, Shutterstock Music. So I got this music. I paid for the rights years ago. I've been using it on the fucking podcast since 2019, right? So for some reason, I don't know if something reset or what happened, but I think I might be able to put in information to actually have this dispute removed. But this is dumb. This happened on my other show too. They put some sort of copyright. Again, it's not a copyright strike, but they put they disputed or something like that. I'm not 100% sure, like what they do, but yeah, fuck Shutterstock Music. Like I said, I don't know why they're trying to do this. And the thing is, like, if they do this to like a ton of my videos, which I don't know if they've gone back and they're like, oh yeah, we're just going to create a dispute. And I watched some other music related channels. And I mean, this is a thing with, I guess, music publishing. And it's more the channels that I watch, they're talking more about like popular music, and someone is analyzing a song or teaching about a song or something like that. And then the publisher of that music, the owner, they will put a copyright notice on that, and you end up with kind of a copyright issue situation. So that is where I'm like I said, I don't like the way this company is doing it. I paid for this in the past. I'm going to have to go in. If they did this to every single one of my videos, you know, we're talking about, I don't know, close to 2,000 videos. I didn't use the music in all of them, but at least there's 574. And again, I'm just like, this is wasting my time. So I'm calling out Shutterstock Music, and I would say don't use Shutterstock Music or any of those brands. They have flagged my video, even though I paid for it, and I don't appreciate it. And I've gone through this song and dance before. So that's my little call out for today. Now let's get over to Kareem's email. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'll give you the gist of it. So Kareem wrote this email in response to my, you know, is Make Money Online still viable in 2025 moving forward? And I basically said, you know, with niche sites, I'm telling people, don't build a site. Someone actually asked me directly in the last few weeks, and I was said, no, I would find another hobby. I would find something else to work on. And if you want to make money online, like, you can work online for sure, but the content website model, not really viable. So when I replied back to Kareem, and I'll tell you about the email in a second, but I replied back and I said, hey, that's an interesting take. And I think someone can, you know, work online and make this work. But I believe Kareem's assumptions are different than mine. I don't think he's wrong. I don't think I'm right. I just have a different perspective at this point in my life and like what I'm interested in. And I mentioned that I've been technically working online for 15 years now, 12. So I've been working online for 12 years. So I get not bored, but when something's new, it's interesting and novel. And then you get obsessed, maybe you get better at it. And then over time, it's not as novel, not as interesting. For me, it's about a 5-year time span, give or take. And I'll start tapering down with whatever it is I'm working on and start doing something a little different. And that, I mean, that's a pretty decent amount of time. And I can focus and I get obsessed and I get interested in a topic and I'll go deep into it. So Kareem's main thesis was around the E-Myth, which is a pretty popular book. I actually never read it, but I heard people talk about it all the time. But the main idea from Kareem is that most affiliates approach affiliate marketing from the angle of tricks and hacks, and that's okay as, like he mentions it, as a booster, but it's not reliable to build a robust business. And he further states, small and medium sites are failing to transition into big sites with clear systems, strategies, and structures. And essentially, he's like, people need to treat their websites or their online business as a real business with business plans, not just hacks and tricks. And I mean, I 100% agree with that portion of it. I think like almost any business model can work pretty well, even the ones that are, I don't know, based on the stuff that I don't think works, right? So, I mean, you can probably still create a content website, get traffic in some capacity, and have affiliate promotions and the same sort of business model that I'm telling you, you know, I don't think I want to spend time on it. And that's the thing. For me personally, I'm like, it's not something I'm interested in. It's not something I want to spend time on at this point in my life. And the make money online area is huge. I mean, it could be drop shipping. You could do short form video on social media. You could have a YouTube channel. You could, you know, work online in air quotes, which it shouldn't even be in air quotes. It's just legit. But like, you could create a tool that helps, say, YouTubers come up with scripts and ideas and, you know, just a tool for them to create their content. It could be very specific, and you're not selling directly to consumers. You're selling to creators who technically potentially would be running a business. So you're serving like business owners, not specifically individual, like consumers. So it's a little bit different. And again, like a software tool would be very viable, especially for a big industry like YouTube, where there are, you know, many tens of thousands of creators that could potentially use that tool. So all that said, I mean, sure, like people could treat it as a business, but and be serious and have a business plan and like try to have a robust like business and have a website that grew from affiliate marketing and people treating it real. And I know, I mean, I'm out of the scene currently, and have like a little desire to go back. But I mean, I was in a few great communities, Dynamite Circle, and it's location independent entrepreneurs. Great. And I mean, I went to an in-person meetup during intros. People were like, oh, I want to grow my business. Like, here are my goals for the year and so on and so forth. My goals were to do less work. And that was like in 2022. And I did less work, but you could imagine, like, I didn't quite fit in. Like I knew what was going on, but like some people had ambition and I wasn't ambitious. I was like, I'm turning this down because it's not interesting to me. And no judgment. And I don't think they judged me, but I was just like, okay, we're talking about different stuff here. Like, I'm thinking more about lifestyle and enjoying my life and being happy. And they're thinking more about growing. Not to say there's not an overlap. There's certainly an overlap. And when I chatted with a couple people, I mean, at the event, because I was just like, hey, I feel a little out of place because, you know, I'm telling you, I'm trying to do as little as possible. And other people are trying to do more. And depending on where people were in their life and business life, they were like, yes, I'm trying to spend more time with my family too. But they weren't talking about it as actively. So, and I think there were pockets. A lot of the community was in like a forum. And I'm like, I'm not fucking doing a forum and like writing they would have like great long messages. I'm like, I'm not fucking doing all that. I don't know. There was probably another format, but anyway, the point is you can treat whatever it is you're working on as a real business and grow it up and have, you know, a roadmap and have a business plan and have a mature business model. And the big thing is when I started in 2013, and I think it was probably still valid until, COVID timeframe, 2021, 2022, all the way up through there. So almost like pretty much close to a decade. I think you could get started with a website or something similar, right? It shifted a little bit as a hobby, as a side hustle, and think just like me when I started, hey, I would love to earn, I don't know, $200 or $300 on the side. And I think it's important for people to have that first step, because I've had conversations with some people that are doing, you know, they're making lots of money still right now, not specifically with websites, but often, you know, skills around marketing and online business. And they're able to, you know, take their SEO skills and, you know, make a brick and mortar type business more profitable. And, you know, they're able to do that kind of stuff because of the skills that they have. But the thing is, like, it's hard, even though it might be the same amount of work, but if you're starting out brand new and you haven't done anything online, it's hard to think, okay, I can make $20,000 a month online. It doesn't seem possible, because in your professional job, you're making less than half of that, for example. And you're thinking, I mean, just like me getting started, if you told me that, I'd be like, I don't think I could do that. Like, I don't really understand all the steps to get there. And I know people are saying it's the same amount of work, but what does that really mean? I needed to take those small steps where I made 13 cents in a month. And I was like, it was working. Oh, wow. Like, someone clicked on the ads. That's absolutely amazing. And then when you fast forward a few months later, making more, then I see, oh, I needed to publish a little bit more. I've learned a few things. It's really hard for someone to jump straight into, like, I'm making, you know, the 20K a month or whatever. Even though it could be possible, it's hard to imagine it. And I mean, the other part is, if you're able to do that, let's say there was some there was some business model where you can get started, and then let's say within 4 months you're making 20K a month. The problem with that is if it's that fast, usually you can lose that just as quickly. And if you were able to do it with no skills and just show up, and all of a sudden you're like, all right, I'm making 20K a month, that means other people can do it as well. And it's probably not very defensible. And that means you could be replaced very easily. So there's that too. So if it's super easy and like, you don't need skill, you don't need money, it doesn't take time, then there's going to be, you know, thousands of people ready to step on your back and step over you and just crush you. So there's no easy way. So all that to say, you know, Kareem had an interesting take. I think it's totally valid. My assumptions are not his assumptions, but it doesn't mean he's incorrect, or doesn't mean I'm incorrect. Because I'm not giving anyone any specific solutions. The only thing I'm playing around with right now is the print on demand stuff that I mentioned a couple times, and I think it's viable. As I mentioned, and I did the interview with Emily. You know, she generally didn't have any specific skills in keyword research, working online. She wasn't a graphic designer. She was able to go in. She's put in, probably thousands of hours, and she's learned a lot, and she does do research, and she's analytical. But at the same time, it also means it's not a super defensible thing. I mean, she has experience now, and she's developed some intuition about what's going to work and what's not going to work. And she also has a head start. So that's the other thing, where people have a decent head start. She has thousands of products out there in two different stores. But if you don't know what I'm talking about, you can check back in the last couple months. I did an interview with Emily Odio Sutton, and she does print on demand for Etsy. They're mostly gifts. They're not clothing that sometimes leads to more returns, but if it's a gift, like a coffee mug with a little saying on it, that is pretty straightforward, and she'll focus on specific industries or niches, like teachers or something. Like, she worked in the education industry, so she was like, oh yeah, it could be like gifts for teachers, for example. So all that to say, it's still possible to make some money online. It's just not as clear as it was before. And whatever people are working on, to Kareem's point, you can treat it like a business. But I contend that if you're starting it off as a side hustle, like I did and so many other people did, you kind of need to, you got to crawl before you could walk, before you could run, and really have an understanding about what's going on. And he didn't state it in here, perhaps it's implied, but it's not as simple. So I think that's it for today. I'm trying to do shorter episodes and less editing, and I didn't even do the intro music because those jerks over at Shudder, whatever it is, put a copyright thing on me, so I need to go chase that down. And I think what I'm going to do, I think I'm going to do it for my other show too, because I got the email for this Doug Show 574, and I was like, you know what? I have a couple guitars and microphones. I'm going to record my own music, and I'm going to do it for my other show too. That way, there's no copyright issues. No one's going to flag it, although it's a horrible system on YouTube. I mean, I think anyone can flag anything for any reason. And if they don't, I could appeal it, but the other person has to approve it. I mean, as I was watching some of the videos on this stuff, it was frustrating. It was frustrating. And I mean, it's just the intro music for me. So I'm like, I don't even care. I'll make my own music. So it won't be as good or polished, but it'll be my own. So everybody have a good weekend or a good week. I'm recording this on a Friday, like I said. So this is coming out soon. We're doing it lean these days. If you're not on the email list, be sure to sign up, because I am asking people about calling out the BS stuff. And yeah. So many people are interested, but it certainly made me nervous. All right, that's it. We'll catch you on the next one. And that's it. Talk to you later. Bye.